This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, a new novel about star-crossed lovers set in the world of New York City hip-hop. But first... No, we haven't changed our theme music. You're listening to the national anthem for the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, otherwise known as North Korea. If you long to visit the communist Asian nation, and a few adventurous Western travelers do every year, there's a new travel guide out from the British publisher Brat. When I spoke with the guide's author, Robert Willoughby, he began by offering some advice for dealing with your government-assigned tour guide. After picking you up from the airport, your guide will have a close eye on you for nearly all your waking hours.
If you play by their rules, which is in effect, just don't go out of your way to give them a bad time. If you can develop a good level of trust, they can be much more accommodating if you're thinking of doing something a bit more spontaneous. And if it happens to be that in your guide schedule there's a couple of afternoons off, you can say, if you're in Pyongyang or another major city, Kaesong, would you mind if I wandered around by myself? And they will let you do that. It's just a matter of actually following what they suggest, things like not taking photographs of anything military. I know that a lot of people, some people would not take too kindly to it and might feel rather paranoid and that they're being sort of pushed from pillar to post, but it is part of the experience, and if you make the effort to get along with your guides and listen to what they have to say, because they can be extremely forthcoming about the situation that their country is in, it's a very eye-opening and quite warm experience in many ways.
What drew you to North Korea? Why did you decide to write a travel book about it?
Well, I'd lived in China for a couple of years. I'm going back a bit further. I'd been an English teacher and worked in Russia and Vietnam. I just had a great fascination with all these countries, which I'd been traditionally told were enemies of the West or enemies of my way of living. I happened to go to them with a view to finding out whether or not this is true and really sort of meeting the people.
Were your preconceptions challenged in any way?
I suppose one of the main preconceptions that one might have is the idea that the country presents a tremendous physical threat, and it's armed to the teeth with tanks and artillery and etc. But you get the strong impression when you're walking around Pyongyang, which is the capital, is the real showcase city, and you see the number of vehicles on the roadside with the bonnet up and oil peddling out of the engine, and sort of the ones that are roadworthy are on three tyres. There's actually a tremendous amount of infrastructural and sort of mechanical degradation that the country's endured. The plight of the country seems to be much more desperate than their own propaganda would lead them to suggest, and others would say that the actual sort of conventional threat they seem to possess.
Do the officials there want people to come as tourists? Would they welcome Western tourists?
Yeah, very much so. It's in fact, the number of tourists they have is extremely low, certainly from the West. It's in the few hundreds. A lot of people in the tourist ministry are really making great efforts to try and sort of reach out and get more tourists in. I mean, it is difficult and it is quite expensive, but they're very open to having as many people as come as they think they could fit in.
Okay, so I want to visit North Korea. I'm intrigued. Mm. Help me plan my trip. When should I go? Where should I stay? What should I bring? What should I do? What shouldn't I do?
Well, the best times to go would be spring or autumn. Summer in North Korea is particularly humid and muggy. What you'd need to bring, it's suggested that the guides have a great preference for Western chocolate and also Western cigarettes, as long as they're not American brands, unfortunately. You'd also need to bring a flashlight and torches, because in the cities at night, because of the blackouts due to the energy crises that are ongoing, if you do get the chance to wander around the cities at night, and I highly recommend you do, literally you're walking in absolute pitch black, and you can hear people walking past 2 or 3 feet away, but you won't see them.
I imagine there are a lot of cultural differences between the people in North Korea and any Western tourists that would come into the country. So what are some of the cultural do's and don'ts there in order to avoid offending people?
I think the overriding cultural don't is not to actually make any kind of personal comment or direct comments against the great leader and dear leader Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il. North Koreans themselves actually take great personal offence were you to say anything derogatory of the leaders. An extension of that in sort of practical purposes is if you're being taken around town, is you'll pass many sites or statues where you might have to doff your cap in respect to the leaders. And that is just something you have to do.
Would you go again?
Yes. Very much so, particularly that tourism is one extremely good way for outsiders to come in, get a real grip as to what they think is going on in the place, meet the locals, and at least broach face-to-face relations and say, well, actually, you seem like a perfectly normal human being to me.
Robert Willoughby wrote The Brat Travel Guide to North Korea. And when he's not visiting unusual places, he's a journalist in England. Thanks a lot, Robert.
Thank you very much indeed.
Ah, stirring stuff. This is Day to Day from NPR News.